You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, and the Arcata Theater Lounge, which is where the HSU Marching Lumberjacks are going to be having their whole spring concert coming up on Saturday. And you all are better, what I've learned during the mic check, are better at introducing yourselves than I am. So can you tell me your name, your position with the Marching Lumberjacks, and what instrument you play?
Yes, my name's Emily Navarro. I'm the Public Relations Officer for the Humboldt State University Marching Lumberjacks, and I play the cymbals and or the tambourine.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Which is just like a bunch of tiny cymbals.
Yes.
So... Oh.
How did you get into playing the cymbals?
Mind blown.
So, I'm not a fantastic percussionist, and I don't know how to play the drums, and the cymbals are just kind of there in the band room, and I was like, okay, like, that's a cool thing to play, and it makes noise, and it's loud, and then I just got good at it.
Yeah. And it's really fun.
Yes, absolutely. It is a lot of fun, especially when we play Godzilla. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh gosh, are you playing that on Saturday?
We absolutely are. Definitely come and check it out because it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of screaming and yelling during Godzilla. Yeah.
And we have another really wonderful person here that you heard briefly. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is D'Angela Pritchett Rowe. I go by D usually, and I am the general manager and president of the Marching Lumberjacks and a proud player of the piccolo, which is like a tiny flute, in case you didn't know.
How does one get into playing a piccolo?
I have been a band nerd, like many of us, but not all of us, since through high school, and definitely since late elementary school, and that's when I picked up the flute for the first time. And then I played flute consistently through high school, and then in my junior year of high school, my school put on a couple of musicals where they had a pit orchestra, and they took the people from the pit orchestra directly from the concert band, and they... If you know anything about pit orchestras, it's really small, and if you're going to be in it, you're likely going to be the only person playing your instrument, so everyone's kind of doing their own solo, and flutes aren't usually loud enough unless there's more than one of them, and there was a really fun piccolo part where I got to pretend to be a bird, so that was fun, and I basically self-taught.
That's cool. It was miraculous. Right as you introduced yourself, it was right in between, because they're in the background practicing right now, as people could probably hear. So, the HSU Marching Lumberjacks, you all are turning 50 this year.
Yes, we are. We're turning 50 in November of this year. Yeah, we formed in 1968. I believe that's actually when Humboldt State University became a CSU. So before we were Humboldt College, and the Marching Lumberjacks were around, it's just, we got our paperwork in, and I believe, yeah, it's 1968 in November, so school year started in September, I think, Yeah,
my GM jacket actually still says HSC on the sleeve, cool. Humboldt State College. Yeah, it's very old.
Yeah. That's really neat. Yeah. That's cool. Hopefully you do something big for your 50th.
We are. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Dee's looking at me. Like,
We are.
Yes, actually, Dee is the person to talk to about that.
I do all of the organizing of the active student bands, gigs, and events and such, but the reunion is actually being all like coordinated and planned and everything by the MLJAA, the Marching Lumberjacks Alumni Association, and I have been attending their meetings in order to be like a liaison between them and the students, but there's a lot of planning that's been going into this event. It's going to be almost a week long worth of festivities. I don't want to give away too many details right now, but we are going to be doing a really big field show for the football game that's happening that weekend, November 2nd through the 4th. And then on that Saturday, there's going to be a football game, and we're going to do, like, the biggest MLJ field show you've ever seen. So, yeah, because it's our 50th, like, everyone who's ever been in the Marching Lumberjacks ever is coming into town for that event, and we're going to take up the stands like we always do, except it's going to be, like, the sea of yellow. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And you're going to be down there and do a whole routine together?
Yes, all of us. Yeah. Hundreds of people. We're estimating at least 300. Maybe 400. It's going to be insane.
That's going to be crazy to organize with everybody.
Arcata's going to be overrun by Marching Lumberjacks.
But back to the event this weekend. This is a fundraiser for you all.
Yes. We have not done a spring concert in 4 years. Yeah, I knew it had been several years. It's really up to the current council if we want to take on this project and actually make it happen. And we just decided this year that we wanted to do it. And it's been a lot of work, but I'm really excited to see it all come to fruition.
Yes. Yeah, I've been working on it since January. We've been working on it since January. So council is elected every calendar year. So at the end, when we knew who our axe major was and who our president was, let's get together. We want to do this. Yes, there's no doubt about it. The ATL hasn't seen us in 4 years. Yeah, we just really want to make it great for everyone. Celebrate our 50th a little bit early. I think the punchline was trying to be like 49 and, I don't know, 3/4 since the creation of the Marching Lumberjacks.
Advance tickets are over at Wildberries?
Yes, they are. They will also be sold at the door, but definitely go get your tickets at Wildberries because it might sell out. We have sold out the ATL before, and we're planning on doing that again this time, so get your tickets in advance.
How much are they?
So they're $5 for students, $10 for adults.
That's any students, too.
Yes.
Yeah, if you have a student ID, it can be to HSU or CR or high school. If you have an ID from a school, you can get in for $5. You just have to show it.
Yes, and then kids 8 and under are free. Yes,
we are. Yeah, kids would love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they go crazy over us.
It's
you should go to our other gigs, and it's like they're running around trying to play. Like they play with us, and I love it.
Yeah,
we love it.
So why is this benefit important now? Well, that's because of all this budget cuts that have happened over at HSU. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so HSU is currently facing a $9 million budget cut. I believe it's $9 million, yeah. And $2.1 million is being cut from students. So that includes clubs, that includes certain
classes.
That includes classes.
A lot of lower division classes that are really important prerequisites. Zane, our axe major, is a physics major, and he was telling me about how there are plans to cut a lot of lower division physics classes, which is really unfortunate because a lot of other science majors take physics, things like mechanics, in order to like basically get a foundation for further studies for their own majors, like myself. And cutting those classes would be devastating to the department and to the rest of the student body.
And you all have been running without a paid instructor for a while now.
Yeah, so it's been a little over a year now. I think we lost our instructor December of 2016. We've been... Fundraising is definitely, like, how we get to places. You know, we travel up and down the West Coast, all the way from San Diego to, I think, the furthest we've traveled was Seattle.
I think we've gone to Vancouver before.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we've definitely gone to Canada before, so...
With the football team?
We've gone to Central Washington University. That was actually one of my first away gigs with the band. Every single dime you are spending... You know, giving us money for a ticket, giving us money for a T-shirt. That's going directly to us. There's no one else that's getting paid. The school isn't getting paid. It's all to support your local world famous marching lumberjacks.
So come on out, support your local world famous marching lumberjacks on Saturday over at the Arcata Theater Lounge. And come on by. It's 7 p.m. is whenever it's going to start. I'll have this all posted over at khum.com shortly. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music. You're listening to KHUM.